Welcome to True Tales by Disability Advocates, authentic voices of people thriving with disabilities, where individuals use the art of storytelling to change the world. The True Tales by Disability Advocates podcast is produced by ArtSpark Texas Speaking Advocates Program. Keep listening to hear how life's challenges can spark a desire to speak out and advocate for themselves and others.
Welcome to Positively Shining Bright, the final episode of True Tales by Disability Advocates first season. This is the podcast where advocates harness the power of storytelling to build community with their peers and hope to develop empathy in others. A team of disability advocates creates True Tales to give voice to the personal stories and lived experience of disabled storytellers. We offer our unique and often underrepresented perspective to the growing community of podcast listeners worldwide. Now, did you know that according to the CDC, 1 in 4 Americans live with some kind of disability? That is about 61 million adults with 61 million experiences and points of view about what it means to live with a disability. Recognizing that everyone's life is enriched by the inclusion of multiple voices, ArtSpark Texas has been training disability advocates as storytellers for over 20 years. This episode is being launched during August in the spirit of Happiness Happens Month. I mean, we all want to be happy, right? But happiness is an emotion, and all emotions are fleeting. That is that they come and they go. They're not fixed. That's the nature of them. Every day, we experience a range of feelings and emotions, no matter what's going on in our lives. We can learn to practice choosing a positive outlook and focusing on the good in every situation, no matter what we're feeling. If we are set on being happy, if we set that as the goal in our lives, we are likely to be disappointed because there are plenty of situations that naturally make us sad. There are plenty of situations that should make us sad, should make us angry. I mean, that's part of being human. However, when we choose to have a positive mindset, to think positively, we are making a decision to look for the gifts in any situation and to remember that there are blessings in other areas of our lives, even amidst something that's making us and should make us really sad. So we can learn techniques to help our feelings do what they do best, which is pass through and make space for whatever's coming next. The stories in this episode highlight the power of choosing a positive mindset. Host Brittany Sessom introduces us to storytellers Carla Sorolana and Anne-Marie Buckle. Now, Carla participated in our 2016 training, and Anne-Marie, a newcomer, joined us in our first virtual training and showcase in 2021. In their stories, Listen to My World and Advocate Me, they share how in their own ways they practice having a positive mindset and how remembering to be grateful can help when they have a difficult day or have uncomfortable feelings. They remind us that focusing on positivity doesn't mean we won't have problems, but it will determine how we dance with them when they show up in our lives. When Brittany chats with Carlos and Anne-Marie about their stories, their conversations offer us a sweet, sensitive insight into their lives living with cerebral palsy and autism, respectively. We titled this episode Positively Shining Bright because that was our experience of both Carlos and Anne-Marie during our recording sessions. May listening to them share illuminate your day.
Welcome to True Tales by Disability Advocates, the podcast where we change the world one story at a time. I'm Brittany Sessom, and I'm your host. Our first storyteller today is Anne-Marie Buckle. Before you share your story, I'm very interested in, you know, learning more about Anne-Marie Buckle.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Anne-Marie Buckle. I am 21 years old and have autism and PANS, a brain swelling syndrome. I grew up in Fort Bend County. Went to high school at The Hub, Houston, and graduated from there in May 2019. Since then, I have been focusing on transitioning into adulthood. Adulthood brings new adventures like getting jobs, exploring my passions, and becoming more independent. These things don't just happen overnight, however. My family, therapists, and mentors have gently and sometimes not so gently worked with me through the years to expand my skills and interests, all the while encouraging me to try my hardest at everything I do. Family belief in me and continued guidance have helped me achieve many of my goals to this day.
Thank you. I love your response.
Tell our listeners, how did you start doing Opening Mind, Opening Doors?
I started with the Speaking Advocates Training Program in January 2021. I have stayed involved with Artspark Speaking throughout this year and continue to be involved as much as I can. I have enjoyed meeting new people and improving my public speaking skills. I am excited to be here today for this podcast.
Okay. So now let's hear your story.
I feel sad because I miss my sister Gracie very much when she's at Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. I feel mad because I lost my Amazon Prime Video privileges. I feel anxious because I haven't met new friends for a while. I feel smart because I'm doing money math that makes my brain smarter and bigger. I feel bored because I stay on my laptop for an hour or two instead of helping mom or dad or Miss Lippy get some work done. I feel lonely because I don't have anyone to sit with me to watch a movie or play an arcade machine game or make s'mores outside. Then I remember listening to the sounds last night in bed. The wind wildly reminded me of my hair blowing behind me. The blowing wind makes me feel a lot better whenever I feel stressed. The night sounds reminded me of the stars twinkling in the sky, making constellations. Wind chimes reminded me that I can hear them making music while the wind blows by in my backyard. Water rushing reminded me that I could see a lake or a pond flowing water, and that makes me feel calm. I feel excited today to be in Speaking Advocates. I want to write about my service and rescue dog, Lily. Lily likes to chase squirrels in my front yard and run around my new neighborhood and roll around in the grass. I don't like it when Lily, my dog, throws up after she eats grass outside my backyard. Walking with Lily reminds me of how grateful I am that my grandmother, Babishka, is recovering from her hip surgery. I hope she can join me on a walk soon. I feel happy because I know these things are true. I feel happy that way because the sun comes out in the morning and I know these things are true. I am always here to give you comfort when you're feeling upset or lonely. I am always here to give you good and wise advice when you feel stressed or angry. I am always here to give you confidence when you're feeling stressed or worried.
Whenever someone tells you what to do,
I feel proud of myself when I accomplish something difficult independently without assistance or feedback. I have worked hard to learn how to accept feedback, but I'm most proud of myself when I can solve the problem on my own. I am always here to give you the space you need to build your independence, just like I did. It is a goal worth achieving, and you'll be as proud as I was when you get there.
I am always here to give you strength when you feel weak. I value friendship, loyalty, bravery, kindness, and family. I am smart, funny, energetic, kind, outgoing, serious, tough, adventurous, beautiful, loyal, brave, and true.
I offer my kindness to everyone in my class.
Welcome back. I'm here with Anne-Marie. Thanks for sharing your story with us today. I was listening to your piece, Advocate Me, and you go through so many emotions that most people go through, being sad, being angry, being happy, being grateful. So my question is, can you please share with us how you get to those happy and grateful places?
The first thing that I do is turn my frown upside down. Sounds easy, but it isn't always that easy. The most common way that I calm down is through listening to music, singing, and dancing. I love everything about music. I even sometimes choreograph original dances for special occasions, like my siblings' birthdays and my brother's upcoming wedding. I also started ice skating last year. Even if I'm upset when I get to the rink, I immediately feel happy when I start skating. I look forward to performing in the Nutcracker later this year, and I'm grateful for being awarded the role of Clara. Doing all these things really brings me true happiness and reminds me to be grateful for all that I am blessed within my life and for all of the people who support me to be the best that I can be. So you see, it really is easy to find a way to turn your frown upside down and S-M-I-L-E, smile as much as you can. This will bring you a happy and grateful heart.
Well, thank you, Anne-Marie. You make me want to put on my little ballerina outfit and my little tutu and get out there too with you when you do your Nutcracker performance. But what I want to ask next, we know that everything is not going to be sunshine and rainbows, but what is it that you want others with disabilities that are maybe going through certain things that are not positive? What do you want them to take away with how you handle things in your life?
I want to share my story in answering this question. I was honored to be crowned Texas Team Miss Amazing in March of 2017. Later that year, I represented Texas at Nationals in Chicago, where I tied for third place. Miss Amazing is a nonprofit organization which celebrates girls and women with disabilities by providing opportunities for them to build confidence and self-esteem. My message as Texas Team Miss Amazing was dream it, believe it, do it. I have adopted it as my inspiration in life. My message is dream big, believe in yourself, no matter what anyone tells you, and work hard to make your dreams come true. By doing these three things, I hope to leave a lasting impact everywhere I go. I encourage everyone listening today to do the same. Lastly, I want everyone listening who is not disabled to know this. People with disabilities want to be treated with compassion and respect, not pity. Thank you.
That's very awesome, Anne-Marie. And y'all heard it here first. Dream big and believe in yourself. And she also gave great tips. Don't feel sorry for people with disabilities. We have feelings. Everyone has feelings. But as we begin to grow and try to work with each other, love each other, have compassion, we find out that we all have something in common. And I just want to say, you know, thank you again for coming on the show today. Now, Anne-Marie, can you tell our listeners how to get in contact with you?
I do have Facebook and Instagram, Brittany.
Okay. Did you have like a certain website that you would like to promote?
I sure do. It's called Ree's Marketplace. I'm selling salsa and sweet treats,
at a fall festival tomorrow at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church.
And what do you sell, Anne-Marie? You said salsas and what?
Salsa and three treats. I also sell gift boxes.
That's cute. So, Anne-Marie is a businesswoman. Find Reese Sweets and Treats. Sweets and Treats on Facebook. And so there's R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, I as in Indigo, apostrophe S, Sweets and Treats. You will find out many things that she's doing to support her business. And if you don't have enough time to write it down, don't worry. Don't worry. We'll put her information in the description box below this episode. Great chatting with you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Stay with us for our second storyteller after this short interlude.
Welcome back.
I'm here with our storyteller, Carlos Arellano. So, Carlos, before you share your story, listen to my world. Can you tell our listeners, how did you get started with telling your story through Opening Mind, Opening Doors?
Because of my ACC teacher.
And what year was this that you got started?
I want to say 2015.
And how did your teacher encourage you to go to Opening Minds, Opening Doors?
Well, she just told my classmates about Opening Minds, and I was like, okay, it's something that I could do creatively. So I was like, I'm willing to check it out. So it was pretty cool.
Okay. We'll hear your story up next.
Yes, and thanks to Eric, he helped my group, not only me, my group, a lot. So
I had a chance to meet Eric, and he's a great guy, and I'm so glad that you have been inspired by him to continue to pursue your passion for writing and expressing yourself. So that's very commendable.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Carlos. This is my story. Listen to my world. Now it's my turn. I'm last but not least. Listening to my dog's barking means that I'm home after going to ACC for 4 hours. The barking tells me that life gets a bit crazy each day. One level crazier than the day before. Every morning I hear the birds sing. The sound means that I get to wake up and see the girl that I love for one more day. Her name is Winter. When I hear her voice, I hear angels singing. In my eyes, she's a miracle from heaven. But she's not just any miracle. She's my golden miracle girl. When I hear the wheels of my walker, that tells me that it's time for physical therapy. During PT, I get to walk and stand tall like men I respect. Men like FDR, who said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. When I hear the lightning and rain and the sky gets dark, it makes me think of the word leukemia, because that's the type of cancer Winter's boyfriend died from. She's still grieving for him. When I hear my TV, I think of Mr. Donald Trump, who's trying to make a wall between brothers and families. if Trump succeeds with his wall, I may not see my uncles again. Now, when I hear the stars, you may ask, Carlos, how can you hear the stars? Well, I envision myself talking to the stars, about my dad. And don't worry, I talk to them about the girl that I love too. The most important sound, the sound I have heard all the days of my life, the sound of my wheelchair. When I push it, I am reminded that having CP is a blessing, and at the same time, it's like being trapped inside my body. The sound of my wheelchair represents my way of life. I can show people that I am more than my wheelchair. It's not the footrest, the brakes, or the wheels that make the wheelchair. It's the person sitting inside.
Welcome back. I'm here with Carlos, and I appreciate the story you share with us today. I really do. You show so much strength in your story that you share with us today. People should never judge a book by its cover. Can you please tell us, who is Carlos?
Well, Carlos is 28 years old, but still a kid at heart, and a proud kid from Guatemala, who's passionate about U.S. history, writing, and theater.
I'm a big kid at heart, too. So my next question is, what advice would you like to give to our listeners today?
When life puts obstacles in on your road to your dreams, don't let the obstacles drag you down.
That's such great advice, Carlos. And y'all heard it here. When you have obstacles in your way, don't let people drag you down, or don't let that obstacle drag you down.
Yes.
Carlos, I'm so glad you were able to come and share your experience and enthusiasm, telling us your story. And listeners, you can't see what I see, but you can hear it through his voice. Great personality and so much strength, and how much passion he has in the story, which was very heart moving. So, Carlos, I'm very interested in, you know, learning more about you. You told us just a little bit, but I would like to kind of throw you a curveball. I hope you like baseball.
Okay, I'm good with that. And I'm used to improvising because I was in theater.
So my next question, you know, you said you love to write. And I would like to know, what do you like to write about? Because some people, they like to write and tell stories. Some people like to write poetry. Some people do free writing, which is not limited. What type of writing do you like to do, Carlos?
I like to write about my friends in U.S. history, like FDR and Abraham Lincoln. Those two they're very influential regarding my love of history, because they both face challenges. Like, for example, FDR had polio, which is like cerebral palsy, and he didn't let that deter him from becoming one of our greatest presidents in history. So, yeah.
I just like to kind of piggyback a little bit about what you just spoke on. So I think, I don't want to assume, but I just want to ask so our listeners can hear it from you. So is it everything that encompasses FDR by him kind of being, I would like to say, your role model in a sense? Can we put it like that?
Yes, he's one of my role models. Yes.
Okay. All right. Since you said you've been in theater, you know, in high school, I want to know, what is the best performance piece that you've done while in high school?
Oh, that's a hard question to answer, but I'll try my best. I would say my first play that I ever did, thanks to Mr. Fisher, who was my theater teacher. It would have to be Hairspray.
Okay, and so why? Why? Is it because the character that you played, you like the storyline?
I like the story of Hairspray because it talked about the civil rights movement in a way, which again I'm connected to because I love US history. So yeah. And it connected with me not only in a US history way, but it showed me that no matter the shape or size of you, you could become someone, no matter your condition.
Thank you. I love your response. And you have like a lot of heart. And I really am very interested, like even now, you're talking about Abraham Lincoln and FDR, but the little things that you're doing right now is history making within itself, because right now you're constantly, every day that you get up, every day that you progress, you're creating your own story and your own history, not just for you, but for your family and friends.
I got you.
Great chatting with you, Carlos. I'm so glad that you were able to come and share your experience and your enthusiasm for a great mindset with our audience today. And listeners, you can't see what I see, but you can hear it through his voice, his great personality and so much strength and how much passion he has in the story, which was very heart moving. And if you want to get in contact with Carlos or any information in regards to his story, his bio, it will be in a description box below in this particular podcast.
Or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram.
We'll definitely put your information out there for Facebook and Instagram. Y'all heard it here first. We'll make sure you have that information.
Okay. My Facebook is Carlos Rafael. Rafael is my middle name. And then, just put Carlos Rafael. And then you will find me. You will find a picture of me. My profile picture.
I just want to say, you know, thank you again for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Positively Shining Bright. We hope you have enjoyed entering the worlds of our storytellers and that maybe you gained some insight for yourself. If you heard your personal story reflected in their stories or were touched by the content of this episode, we'd love to hear from you. You can share your stories and comments on our True Tales podcast Facebook page. The link will be in the show notes. If you'd like to hear more stories like this, the whole of season one is available at artsparktexas.org, artsparktex.org, True Tales Podcast, or on your favorite podcast platform, run them all. Look out for updates about season two and bonus episodes by following Artspark Texas on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Please share us with your friends. Thank you for your support.
This episode of True Tales was hosted by me, Brittany Sessom, and produced by Kay Love. Editing and mixing by Miss Boy. The production team also includes Kamon Alagaban. Special thanks to our storytellers, Anne-Marie and Carlos, for coming on the show today. Thanks for listening to True Tales by Disability Advocates.
All episodes of the True Tales by Disability Advocates are free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere you get your podcasts. The program is funded in part by a grant from the Texas State Independent Living Council, the Administration for Community Living, and individuals like you. To learn about the Speaking Advocates program, sign up for our newsletter at artsparktx.org. That's artsparktx.org. The free virtual training is open to people of all disabilities, no matter where you live.